More people are taking on home caregiving amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Maybe they were laid off from a job. Maybe they're working from home, plus trying to provide care to a parent.
That is Mitch Forrest with the Central Illinois Agency on Aging. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, June 25th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Peoria Park District Board of Trustees approved temporary closures at three facilities as a cost-saving measure. Tim Shelley reports.
The board voted to temporarily close Franciscan Recreation Center, Glen Oak Amphitheater, and a portion of the Aquaplex to trim down the district's $2 million budget deficit. But board members moved to reopen the lab and therapy pools at the Aquaplex as soon as the governor's guidelines allow after the public pushed back against those aspects of the temporary closure. Board member Joseph Cassidy says the cons outweigh the pros.
I don't think that minimal savings justifies all the putting out everybody that's put the input in and has reached out to us not to close the Aquaplex.
Most of the board agreed with that line of reasoning. Board member Nancy Snowden was the sole no vote.
On a temporary basis, people can go to other solutions. And I know they don't like it. I don't like it. I'm really against it. But we keep putting the pressure on the staff to come up with reductions, and then we turn them away.
About $55,000 additional dollars would have been saved if the Aquaplex was fully closed. The Park District operates the area jointly with OSF, which agreed with the recommendation to temporarily close the Aquaplex this year. Park District Director Emily Cahill says she will forward the public input against the closure to OSF, but says there's a chance aquatherapy won't come back this year, even if the pools open.
We cannot guarantee that OSF will continue that service in that space.
I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom today. Central Illinois' sunrises and sunsets could look different thanks to Sahara Desert dust. The National Weather Service in Lincoln says trade winds are blowing remnants of a North African dust storm into the area this weekend. Movie theaters say the governor's reopening plan could make it hard for them to turn a profit. They want to be able to open at half capacity rather than a 50-person limit in Phase 4 of the Restore Illinois plan. Tri-County health officials are confirming just one new COVID-19 case, bringing the area's total to 395. The death toll remains at 35. Find more on these stories and other news at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. More people are caring for a loved one at home as the COVID-19 pandemic leaves them unemployed or apprehensive about care facilities. Many are first-time caregivers. Dana Vollmer reports some expect the novel coronavirus will prompt more to keep their loved ones at home.
COVID-19 outbreaks have plagued Illinois' long-term care facilities, accounting for a large chunk of the coronavirus-related deaths in central Illinois. That comes at the same time the region is experiencing historic unemployment rates. Aggie Heating is client services manager at Synergy Home Care in Bloomington. The state-licensed organization provides non-medical care to help people stay independent in their home. Heating says Synergy saw a drop in business at the start of the pandemic as more families took over home care for a loved one since they were off work. Now, business has risen as more people shy away from nursing homes. Heating says the reason is more than the threat of contracting COVID-19. Adult children don't like visitation limits at care facilities.
It's probably that they can't see them, you know, their loved ones. You know, I know even though the facilities in town have been creative and, you know, trying to keep families involved, it's been tough.
Heating says lack of social interaction can hurt cognitive ability in the elderly.
We've always seen that socialization is the best medicine. And boy, just seeing that, you know, they can't even like have a meal with their families. They can't go out to eat. They can't go out for therapy.
Home caregiving poses challenges of its own. Mitch Forrest is with the Central Illinois Agency on Aging. He says they've gotten calls from about 300 new caregivers between March and May, in addition to the 30 already on their rolls.
Maybe they were laid off from a job. maybe they're working from home, plus trying to provide care to a parent and homeschooling children at the same time in the same household. So you can imagine the logistics that goes into that.
He says some are choosing to keep a loved one at home because of COVID-19 fears. Others may have limited options.
If caregivers were thinking about helping and encouraging a family member to transition into, say, assisted living or a skilled nursing facility, that time frame is probably dramatically slowed down and or come to a standstill.
Forrest says the quarantine caused caregiving companies to keep their people out of the field. Though respite care is starting to become available again, he says many clients still worry about using it because of the coronavirus. Others rely on federally funded respite care. Forrest says that's been in short supply, too. All of this amounts to more time spent at home and more stress and anxiety for caregivers.
They haven't been able to get a break.
That's Angie Raymer, caregiver advisor at Community Care Systems, which serves McLean, DeWitt, and Livingston counties.
Being with your loved one that you're caring for, the walls can kind of close in. So the social aspect is huge.
And it's making it harder for them to leave the house for things like groceries and other essentials.
These caregivers are having to take on a lot more than they used to, because they don't have anyone, and sometimes they can't take their loved ones with them.
Kaylee Ruff is with Bradley University's Counseling Research and Training Clinic, which facilitates caregiver support groups for the CIAA.
Some of them are deciding not to take their loved ones to doctor's appointments because they don't want to risk them getting infected by going to doctor's offices or going to hospitals and stuff. So they're limiting the amount of care that they're giving for themselves and their loved ones.
Even as the state moves forward with reopening plans, Ruff says, caregivers remain uneasy.
Some of the anxieties that have came up are, now that things are opening back up, trying to decide if they feel like it's safe enough to go out and start going to stores again, or if they feel like that's still risking their loved ones' lives by making those decisions.
And she says those anxieties likely won't ease until a COVID-19 vaccine or better treatment options are available. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.